Congratulations on finishing summer camp. I know, I'm sure it's one of the highlights of your career. What was that like? What, you know, now that you're getting ready to play an honest-to-God baseball game that means something, when you look back on this, what do you think you're going to remember about these 2 weeks?
Just how fast we had to get ready, you know. It's just kind of how wild it was, you know, especially being in Toronto and being in summer camp. And, now we're trying to find a new home to play home games. So it's definitely been wild. Definitely been on our toes, but, you know, it was a good 2 weeks, and we're ready to roll.
All right, you provided a perfect segue. Do you know which park will be your home park this year?
I do not. No, I do not know. I just read something about, I think maybe you guys might have posted it, like on Instagram or something, about now Baltimore and Camden Yards, and now waiting for the approval on Maryland government. So we'll see. You know, like I said, we've been on our toes, and there's been options and stuff that with protocols and stuff, like, you understand, you know, where the government's coming from. So now we're just trying to, you know, we're all just ready to get game one going, opening day, put our heads down and play, and wherever we are able to play home games, we'll be ready.
Well said. Danny, first of all, thanks for coming on the show, and I have to congratulate you on your engagement. I heard
yes.
You're engaged
thank you.
To be married. That's pretty awesome. You excited about that?
Yeah. I'm pumped, man.
That's pretty cool.
I'll tell you what.
Coming up soon.
And I was going to say, you know, something good came out of the pandemic, at least. You're getting engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah, right in the middle of the pandemic, man.
Well, congratulations on that.
I'm super excited.
Yeah, hopefully all that stuff works out and you can, you know, fulfill that dream. That's pretty cool. But I have to ask you, you know, Jeff touched on all the stuff that you're going through, and, you know, you guys are smart. You guys have tons of common sense. You guys will figure it out. And you know, the word everybody wants to use is adapt. Your team is going to be pretty good at that, and you guys will figure it out. But I do want to ask you about your catching. You know, when you talk to people that learn how to catch and first come to the big leagues as a catcher, the first thing they say is you get comfortable with who he has to be behind the plate, then be able to separate the offense from the defense. My question for you is, how has that gone, and have you done that yet?
Yes. I think my rookie year is a prime example of separating defense from offense.
I think
that. I struggled at the plate for a majority of the season. But I'll tell you what, I take so much pride in defense, and I always have, that kept me sane, right? Like, if I can help the team win behind the plate and I go 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts that day, like, that's a win. I don't care. So that's something that I learned. I learned in the minor leagues, I think. I think I've always kind of approached defense as, like, my main thing, especially, developing through the minor leagues. But especially last year with the, you know, offensive season that I had, and, I just wanted to contribute so much more. Which I'm pumped for this season. I feel like I will be. But last year was definitely the year for me to figure that out and to separate the two. And like I said, it kept me sane and it makes it work even harder.
You had such a good spring the first time around, and the changes you made to your swing, it was one of the discussion points at camp, right? And a lot of people were itching for the season to start because they just thought it just looked so good. It looked so natural. You seem so comfortable with it. Are you comfortable with what you've been able to do to maintain that approach during summer camp?
Yeah, it's taken some time. You know, of course, I wanted to step in the box my first AB at summer camp and be, you know, the same Danny Jansen I was in spring 1.0. And that will come around. I mean, it's not far off. I'm ready to roll. The three at-bats I had in Boston, part of my approach and part, you know, what I worked on all offseason was being able to go the other way and go the other way with authority and stay behind the baseball. And so it's nice to see, days before opening day that I feel like I'm back to where I was. So definitely felt like I mean, the whole team, I mean, everybody got hurt from, especially, you know, our team going, having a great spring 1.0 and then having the long break, of course, but here we are, we're ready to go, and I feel good.
Yeah, Danny, the first time I heard that the Blue Jays had signed Hyunjin Ryu, the first thing I thought of was not only that he's a really good pitcher, but that's going to make your job a little bit harder when it comes to framing. You know, the way he throws, the mile per hour which he throws it, your framing is going to be very important. How has your framing developed from last year to going into this season?
It's, you know, I thought I made really good strides last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I've learned about myself over the years. Last year was a big learning thing for me, defensively with kind of finding out like who I really am. And I saw in the metrics and I felt, very confident in myself. So, you know, coming in this year, I didn't change anything. I just try to make myself better. I know that Ryu is a guy that he's going to throw to the glove. You know, he's been successful his whole career doing it, and he's going to hit those spots. So it is going to be, you know, and of course it's a challenge, but you know, he's got great control. So, as long as I'm anticipating really where we're going to throw this thing, I mean, I think it's going to be good. So, super pumped, super excited. And yeah, I just, you know, just always trying to get better with it and, figuring out my receiving and how I want to do it, my technique. I think it's there, and I think it's, you know, it's not going to be doing much changing from there.
Yeah, I don't want you to throw out too many secrets here, but, you know, when I talk to people that teach catching, the ball up is such a big deal now with two strikes, right? It a lot of that ball is they either foul it off, they swing through it. It's not that big of a deal to frame. But then you start talking to coaches around that talk about that pitch when they do take it. You want to cover it. Can you explain, have you ever heard anybody say cover it? And if you have, can you explain to us a little bit what that means on the ball up?
Yeah, I think cover it is, you know, I think it just means you really get that pitch. I think that, like you said, like that's how baseball is going now. There's a lot of guys throwing into the high spin rates, the ball like traveling up, and people are going on top of the zone with all the flat swings and uppercuts and stuff like that in baseball. So it's such an important pitch, but yeah, it is a swing and miss pitch up there. But also, you know, I think umpires are looking for it now because that's the way the game's going. So you really got to try to, everybody's got different techniques on how to receive it and how to do that. But that's an important pitch nowadays. I mean, that top of the zone it's there. You know, you got guys trying to hit it in both quadrants, in and out, and just the top right, top left corners. And we work on that for sure, receiving wise.
One of the other big stories of camp was Vladdy moving to first base. I understand you just played. You had a couple of exhibition games. You've had a couple of inter-squad games. But how important is Vladdy's defense at first base going to be in terms of fitting into the team concept? That's a horrible way. What I'm trying to say is how much are you guys going to have to support Vladdy in that transition to first base?
Well, you know, I think we will. You know, we obviously have supported him. We'll support him. But I think he's got a great set of hands. Good footwork. I mean, the exhibition games and the inter-squad games that he's been over there, I mean, he's looked good. He looked natural. You know, he made, I think, one or two plays in Boston. Tried to turn it two one time and like a nice little PFP or something. I mean, it was good, man. He looks natural over there. So, obviously, we're going to support him. He's going to put the work in with Louie and with Rowdy and all that stuff. And, so, you know, it's looked good.